when you hear the rumble of the racetrack. You're listening to NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to North Sound Racing Radio. Please come watch us race our quarter midgets in Monroe, Washington. Thank you.
Jeff Gordon right now. Gordon, I thought, was going to be able to mount a challenge, but he didn't quite make it through the last traffic as well as he thought he was going to.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland and Carla Heath with you. Galen Stewart busy cramming for some electrical degree that is costing him way more money than he will probably admit to. And Scott Whitmore from the Everett Herald is joining us tonight as well. We have until 7:30.
Yeah.
Want to first of all thank Action Auto Parts for allowing us to be on. Also, Alan from ADH Consulting,
correct,
our website. We've been busy. We have finally, my friends, been able to figure out how to put segments of our show on our website.
And
now,
we
unfortunately,
will do that.
We will. I'll work on some tonight during the Canucks game, as a matter of fact. But I did not get the Mickey Beadle tribute show recorded. And I'm hoping that Galen's dad, who has recorded shows in the past, I hope that he did that.
Unfortunately, he did not.
Oh, nuts.
I know you asked that. And
I know.
We're really sorry about that because that was a really nice tribute, too.
Yeah, and that show was just too emotional. I can't do it again. But but we have last 2 weeks' shows on.
Yep.
And now that I know how to do it, everyone that we have, we will get it done.
Yeah.
And thanks to Alan for doing that for us.
And we will. We'll do it by segment. We'll have a title on there, who it is. I got to say, I just got a message, though, from somebody who was very upset with how difficult it was for them to get to the live section on that show,
mm-hmm,
on our website. So we will definitely address that and take a look at it. And if you were having trouble, we
I think
apologize.
It's Mac users that have the trouble, because I was talking with Doug Pace today,
uh-huh,
and Doug has trouble bringing it up on a Macintosh operating system, and I am not the one to dispense advice on how to do
Neither
that.
Neither one of us are.
Yeah, so we'll just keep it at that. Joining us now, a really good friend of this show since we started doing this a little over 2.5 years ago, Bill Bailey, who's the president and chief operating officer of the Northwest Legends, joins us. You there, Bill?
I'm here.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Good to
time to go racing.
This is the Bill we had last year.
Let's go racing. Yeah. Let's go racing.
We seldom know what Bill we're going to get, which is okay, but I like the Bill we got
this
tonight.
This is commercial
he's,
Bill.
He's jacked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is WWE Bill. How you doing, bud?
I'm waiting to go racing at South Sound Speedway this weekend.
We need an echo effect. So, I'm going to try and keep this real calm, demeaning, serene, because we've got Scott Whitmore here, and Scott can write an article about Bill and his legends. But tell us about your schedule you got. You guys are heading around, huh?
Yeah, but we're going to do something different right now.
Oh, good.
We're going to make an announcement for a new sponsor for us.
We
on
are.
Your show only.
Sweet. Go ahead.
Whoa.
It'll be noticed, announced next week on the national, our road course with the ARCA? Road
ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by
Echo Chainsaws or something.
Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll be racing with them down at Pacific Raceway.
Uh-huh.
And we will be sponsored by Lucas Oil.
Really?
Cool.
They will be sponsored. Lucas Oil is sponsoring 6 national events, regional qualifiers, which our race in Pacific is. And we were out of the 6 picked in the country.
Oh, outstanding. Lucas Oil, boy, those guys just have their name all over there. And we sell their products at Action Auto Parts, 14911 Highway 99 in North Linwood. But good job. Way to go.
So you guys are the first to hear it.
Nice. Wow, I'm proud of you.
Saved the best for the best.
By the best.
Yeah. I'm only talking about Carla.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey,
well,
hey,
as
hey.
You should. I have no problem with that. You're starting off at Tenino. Tell us about, for those not familiar with Tenino, because I'm going there this year. What are they in for at Tenino?
It's one of the nicest 3/8 miles tracks in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Butch and his son Nick have done a lot of improvements. The track has been repaved a couple years ago. They got a big electronic sign up there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Everything. It's really a cool place, and we're looking forward to it. And hopefully Mother Nature will behave itself this weekend.
How many races are you going to race there this
year? We're there 4 times this year.
Wow, cool. They'll definitely like that. What comes after that?
And then we're at our favorite little track up there at Little Monroe, you know, Evergreen Speedway, our one time this year. On the 19th of April, we'll be there.
Speaking of little tracks, Quarter Midgets, how many drivers from the Quarter Midget Club have you joined this year?
We didn't get any of them.
What?
Really?
Yeah, they all went back to Evergreen because of Evergreen starting their new hobby stock or something for 14-year-olds.
Well, we don't know anything about
yet. Yeah, well, we know who to ask when they come on.
I'm told, but we have acquired 6 new cars this year. A couple guys that haven't raced, I don't have their names handy, but haven't raced for about 5, 6, 7 years. And one guy, last time he raced was about 10 years ago at Evergreen in a foreign stock, and he's coming back. So, and this weekend at South Sound, we have the Montana crew coming. We got about 6 guys coming from Montana.
Wow.
You know, I was thinking that's a great way for somebody who's been out of it for a while that wants to get back into it in something that's competitive, a great series, great drivers. And Bill's Northwest Legends Series is a perfect way to go. And you find a lot of the guys that you get are ones that have been out of it for a couple of years and then decide to slide back in?
Yeah, that plus also I think a lot of it is a lot of the guys are tired of working on the cars every night. With ours, you can do about 3 hours worth of maintenance unless you wreck them, 3 hours worth of maintenance a week, and you're ready to go racing. So you're not doing it every night for 5, 6 hours. We've all been down that road. I know Carla has. I have.
Yeah.
So what about the guy who wants to race, isn't sure what he wants to race? Can he just give you a call and say, hey, help me out, find a car?
Yep.
Okay.
We got some cars on our website. Our website's www.nwlegends.com.
Yeah.
And we got pictures on there. We got video from some of our races last year. And we got a for sale page of cars that are constantly changing there weekly. And, you know, and my phone number's there. It's 360-474-8508. You give me a call after 4 o'clock at night, and we'll help you find a car.
Cool. And do you rent cars, too? Can you arrange rental cars? Because I have someone that's really interested in renting one for the road course race. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It's not me. But I you'll like this name.
I was going to say, if it's you, Steve, you don't have enough money.
I know I don't, but this guy does.
We can arrange stuff. We have a couple guys. I have a car, but we also have a couple guys that do rent their cars out during the year.
Cool. And then you've got several races we're at around the Pacific Northwest.
We're at Wenatchee, Post Falls, Idaho, Freda. We're going to be over at Birch Track a couple times later this summer. And we're back at Tenino, and we finish up at Wenatchee with Championship Night in September. Now, we also got our 3rd annual Speed Week.
Right. Right. Talk about that, because that's a huge event.
That is getting bigger than I've ever seen or believed it would. So far, we have 14 entries from Illinois, Indiana, and Utah and Colorado so far, and that's not even counting the local boys coming. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is 600 Racing INEX has what's called a regional qualifiers all over the country. They have 30 of them, asphalt, ovals, and dirt and road course, and they allow... if you win an A main in your class there, you're guaranteed a provisional at the Nationals, which this year is held in Minnesota. So that's pretty cool. So I was lucky enough, we've got a race at Roseburg on June 21st, Speedway and State Line in Post Falls, Idaho on the 24th of June, and then Mission Valley at Pablo, Montana on the 25th, and then on to Cowlesville for Legend Thunder on the 28th. 3 of my races out of the 4 are national qualifiers, which means if a guy wins one of the 3 classes there, he's guaranteed an automatic start in the A main back at Nationals.
I also, before I get to my next question, just remembered that there's a happy birthday greeting that needs to go out. Any idea to who? He was my trophy presenter at your banquet, Chase Gardner.
Oh, it's Chase's birthday, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. He's only going to be another year smarter, Bill.
Chase is a good kid.
Chase is a real good kid.
He's going to be a good legend driver, and his dad is, too.
Yeah, yeah, no kid. Since we're on it at a time that we're not customarily on, can you kind of explain to the people that may be sitting out in I-5 right now what exactly the type of cars that you present are?
Legend car is a 5/8 scale, 34 through 37 Ford Chevy or Dodge, with a 1250 Yamaha motorcycle engine in it, with a 5-speed transmission, motorcycle transmission, and Toyota rear ends.
Mm-hmm.
And they run street tires, BF Goodrich tires, and it's a national series, so you buy one of our cars, you buy a license, you can go anywhere in the country or the world that races these legend cars, and you can race.
And they are a spec class?
Spec class. Everything is spec controlled, so it's not sealed. Not how much buck you got.
Mm-hmm. Sealed motors.
Sealed motors, and it's what you can do with and how you drive.
And it's an awesome
racing
series. I tell you what, I watched, oh gosh, a couple of races over at Wenatchee and watched them at Afreda last season. And, I mean, you guys, they put on an awesome show. I mean, you get 25 of those cars out on any size track. They may be small in stature, but when you put 25 or 30 of those on a 3/8 track like you're going to be at Tenino this weekend or at Evergreen or wherever it's at, oh, it's just an awesome show.
Last year at Evergreen, you had the largest car count of any class out there that night, and that was a lot of fun to watch them go around.
And at Apple Cup last year, we had 40 legends start the main event.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, and it's just some of the best racing. Before we wrap up with you, Bill, talk about some of the highlight and premier drivers you have coming back for the 2008 season.
Mike Gardner will be back. Our 2008. Or 2007, whoops, 1 year ahead. Give him a little credit he hasn't got yet. Our Masters driver, Nick Johnson's going to be running a limited schedule in the pro division. And Kyle Ohman, who won our semi-pro, he has moved on. He'll be racing a sprint car, I think a 360 at Skagit.
Wow, how about that?
I'm not positive. I know it's 360.
Yeah.
He'll be moving up there, so he'll be gone. And a lot of new people coming back, a lot of good ones. Dale Kerslake will be back, and the Carey boys will be doing a limited schedule because they're going to be doing some late model racing at Evergreen Speedway.
Oh, are they? Good.
But we'll have a good crew from everybody from 14 years old to 70 years old. Oh, and we have Natalie coming back. Natalie
oh,
Center.
Good.
Oh,
Natal
good.
Center.
Good. She's cool.
And one I can't wait is Chad.
I think Bill can, by the look of it.
And we got a couple other potential girls that are looking into it. I think we can find them cars that are coming. So the class is growing. It's a family operation. I run it, but we kind of take care of the fans. The fans come down the stands. We'll let them sit in the cars. We'll autograph anything they got. We'll spend the time with them, and they're welcome to come down. And they're welcome to come by my trailer. Usually for the kids, there's licorice or something in the trailer for the kids, and we have handouts for them and stuff like that.
Great group.
And I'll tell you, everyone that competes in that series are just really class people. It's always fun to hang around with them. Any closing remarks, Mr. Bailey?
Yeah, let's keep this on this time frame so I can stay up.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get up at 4 in the morning. It's a little hard to stay up and listen to you guys late
at
night.
Yeah, I know. But like I mentioned, we have the capacity now to put it on the Internet right after we're done. So.
Yes, which I found out today, and I listened to a couple shows. And
you did?
Came in fine on my computer.
Oh,
cool.
It's just kind of – I've had people call and tell me that now that they can do that, they listen to it. It's just –
Well, you know, you just download it, take it to the treadmill, and walk away.
Yeah.
Take it to the what?
Treadmill.
When you're working out.
Is that something to test tires or engines?
No, that means exercise, Bill.
Oh. Just one thing. Everybody, come on. If you can't make Tenino this weekend, please, please, on the 19th of June, come up and see us. Or April.
Mm-hmm.
I want summer to come. Come up to Evergreen. Come up to see Lex's track. Lex is going to do good up there for all of us in this county. And come and see the Legends. Our only one visit there. You will not
want to miss it.
Nah, you'll never be happier seeing a better show.
Boy, no kidding. They really do a
nice
job.
You see them
there,
you're going to be on the road with them.
Yeah.
And we run rain or shine.
They do. And again, the website is nwlegends.com. If you have any questions, get a hold of Bill at the phone number on the site. So thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Always good
Thanks,
to see
Bill
you.
Bailey.
Good luck at Tenino. That was Bill Bailey. Now I can talk about him, and he can't talk back because I got him turned down.
But he can hear.
I know.
And he's still in the studio.
Excellent. Carla, would you please introduce our next
Well, I'm really excited because the track is exciting, and I got to say, this guy's got a huge background in racing, and it's Bert Johnson from Port Angeles Speedway. Bert, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. Hey, you got something going on this weekend, huh?
We do. We have opening weekend out at the Speedway. I'm bringing in the Pro 4 trucks this weekend, and we also have our new hobby stock class, which is brand new to the Speedway this year, and we've got our local Hornets along with a smoke show.
A smoke show?
Ooh.
Absolutely.
I like the sound of
that. Smoke show.
Oh, Steve.
talk about this new class that you have.
Well, the hobby stocks, basically, it's an entry-level stock car.
Mm-hmm.
They did run a similar class out there quite a few years ago, but for some reason or another, it just kind of dwindled off, so a bunch of guys came to us this last year and says, gosh, we really want to get back in there. We can't afford to get into the stock car group. What can you do to help us? So we put our heads together and met with the guys a few times and came up with our hobby stocks.
Well, good job. Now, you have something called the Queen Bees?
Queen Bees are new this year, too. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Queen Bee is a Hornet, exact same rules, except you have to be a woman to drive a car.
Ah, okay. So race starting this Saturday,
this
racing
Saturday.
Just about every Saturday this summer?
All the way through. We start, like I say, this Saturday, and we'll run right on through till October 11th.
Well, go ahead, Steve.
Now, did you guys do, I know you've made a lot of improvements to that track over the past couple of years, but is it still the same size? A paperclip is the first term that comes to mind.
I was thinking egg.
Egg?
Yeah, the corners are actually pretty unison if you get out there and measure it all out. What we did for the Speedway this last year is we repaved it. We put a little more banking into the Speedway all the way around. We dropped the inside down a little bit, brought the outside up. So you got quite a bit more degrees out there now. So we saw quite a few of the times drop instantly as soon as we paved.
But, boy, for the race fan, you're sitting right there, track edge.
You are. You're about 25 feet away from the Speedway.
Oh, cool. What's your premier event for the 2008 season out there, Bert?
Well, this year we're actually bringing in monster trucks this year.
Oh, really?
Along with sprint cars again. We're also going to field for the first time the Pacific Northwest Sprint Car Nationals.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Cool. What? And the dates on those are?
The Northwest Nationals is going to be, this year, August 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limited sprint show, just to catch everybody up. Any cast iron 360 or smaller cubic inch out there.
Well, very cool. And you guys have a website that people can access to?
We do. We got four ways to get to it, but the easiest way is paspeedway.com.
Boy, and it's full of information.
Absolutely. We got Jonathan there, our webmaster, and he does a fantastic job.
A great job. You even got a Spectator 101 page.
We do.
All right, what time you guys open up this weekend?
This weekend, front gates will open at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Time trials will be at 5. Racing starts at 6:30.
And what time on a normal show do people usually get out? What time does it wrap up?
We try and shoot it down around 10. I mean, that's our goal. I mean, we will put a limit on it at 11, but we've had very few shows that we've had go all the way to 11 o'clock. We run a pretty consistent cycle. We've put everybody, when we have a real big night, on a time curfew. So, we give you 20 to 25 minutes for a main event. If you can't accomplish it, then we'll shorten that up. But most of the time, it goes right on through.
Very cool.
Now, you used to be able to camp over there. Is that something that you could still do?
Still can camp out after the event. We just let everybody go right out in the parking lot and put up their tents, and we keep the restrooms open all night long. And
oh,
it's awesome.
Well, that's appealing.
Steve's there.
You just sold one.
Well, our restrooms are something to talk about, too. You know, we actually went in there and remodeled them all last year, especially the women's side, put in everything brand new, hot water, heated restrooms. It's nice when you go in there.
I can attest to that because I was there at one of your last races of the season, and it was very nice.
It is.
Well done. What appeals to you about running a racetrack?
Well, if you know me or not, I'm not sure, but, I was on the road for quite a few years with the sprint car scene, and I went to a lot of facilities. And when Josh Armstrong purchased Port Angeles Speedway, he had contacted me and wanted to know if I was interested. And it was yes, because I've been to a lot of facilities. I wanted to incorporate a lot of different things out there and bring it up to, a premier facility in the Northwest. And we're still not done. We've got a long ways to go yet. But, we've done fantastic things out there.
That's kind of my question. I know you've been on the road a lot, and now you're kind of in one spot every week. Maybe it's a challenge, but what's your favorite thing about what you do?
Just what you said, it's a challenge. I bring in a racer's point of view. At least I try and bring in a racer's point of view. But, we're out there. We're in the entertainment business. I want to bring the fans a great show every week. And there is something different with the schedule. If you get on and look at our schedule, we have everything from Hornets to the Monster Trucks. We've got Bill Bailey and his Legends coming out. We've got Vintage Modifieds. We've actually got the Old Time Racing Association coming in from Victoria this year. We've got a Dwarf Car National at the end of August. We've got a big, big lineup this year.
You even do the boat races, I see.
The boat races are fantastic. Have you ever seen a boat race?
Yes, I have.
They are a fan favorite again.
Well, good. Well, thank you very much, Bert Johnson from Port Angeles Speedway. I think if you don't have it on your calendar to go there this weekend, put
Get
it on
there.
Your schedule for this season.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Bert. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Coming up next, we are going to listen to the PRN Garage Pass, and then we've got commercials to do, unless we have someone else.
Well, we do.